Flavours of the Week
with Yorkshire's Steph Moon.
And it's Steph Moon time. Good evening,
hey,
Steph.
Good evening, Will.
Here we are. We're in November. Time is flying by.
Absolutely.
You and me will be sorting that Christmas lights out soon before we know where we are. Hey, Steph, it's Bonfire Weekend.
Absolutely.
And I'm hosting one in Ripon tomorrow night at Ripon Racecourse. So love to see you there. Also hosting the one on the Straight on Saturday night,
the big one.
The big one, alongside Pete Edgerton. Pete and myself will be there on Saturday night. So
you lads are in for fun. I think that's going to be a
we are. We're going to be
night.
Hosting the Harrogate Bonfire on Saturday night. So how are you doing, Steph?
Good, thank you, Will. Yeah, really good. Really
and
good.
We're in that time of the year now where we're doing Hartley teas, are we? Yorkshire teas.
Yeah, hearty and slow, well, comforting food. And I think this would be a great dish for your bonfire night because you can sit it in the oven and forget it, basically.
Oh, that's good. So what have we got tonight then, Steph?
So, yeah, tonight, Will, we're on with some spiced pheasant. We are now in the pheasant season and anyone will tell you this year at Countryside Live, I know, you know, they were talking about it's been a bad year for grouse, but the pheasant, it's been okay.
So there's loads of pheasants on the estates around me. I mean, they're there. They're squawking away, aren't they?
They're ready. And so, but as a nation, we're not good at eating game. And I think we should try and eat a bit more game. But it has to be cooked in a way that's sort of fun to eat. This is a good one. So all we've done is we've taken pheasant thighs, we've removed the bone, we've removed the skin, and you can buy it like that from your butchers or from your supermarket. I know places like Morrison's, they sell it, but you can buy it anywhere. And just spice that up with some curry spices, whatever you like. It can be mild, it can be hot, it can be tandoori, anything you want. And then you just sit that raw pheasant thigh on top of some chopped up vegetables. So today I've got carrot, parsnips, a classic. I've got some sweet potato. I've got some golden beetroot in there, some shallots in there, some spices in there, and a little bit of olive oil and a little bit of bay leaf and star anise. But you have to remember to count those in and count those out, Will, because you don't want to eat a star anise because it's a bit crunchy. Then pop the tinfoil on top and throw the whole thing in the oven for about an hour at about 170. And, you know, then the last few minutes, take the lid, the tinfoil off, and you end off with this lovely sort of caramelised vegetables and the nice pheasant in there. And it just means the pheasant doesn't get too dry because people often struggle with that.
And it's just, like we said, Hartley. I mean, I've been tasting it and it just tastes, the flavours in there, Steph, I've got to say, are absolutely wonderful.
You want the curry sort of spices to come through, and the star anise and the bay leaf in the vegetables, they come through. Just remember to pick those out before you serve them. But it gives it a really sort of aniseed-y, really deep flavour. And I think that count, you know, that really goes well. And then imagine, after having had your bonfire, you're coming in, you're cold, you're tired, you want something to pick you up. There you go.
There's a dish
North
for you.
North York Moors in a dish.
Well, that's what we like, Steph. That's what we like. Well, thank you so much for popping in with that fantastic game dish tonight, one that I think people will be remembering for weeks and weeks. So, Steph Moon, thank you so much, and
good
have a lovely
you,
bonfire weekend.
You too.
Steph Moon's Flavours of the Week.
On Stray FM.